We've got a little odd one here from Ben P. And he says that he commutes to work. He travels 40 minutes either way, and he tends to sleep as the train motion makes him drowsy. So sleeping on the train, not in his car, that would be bad. But in all this time, he's only once slept through his stop. Most of the time, he wakes up just before his stop. Is this in some way linked to his body clock, or is he just good at
it? Well, what Ben is talking about, and I think many of us experience him, the classic one, is that you wake up a few minutes before the alarm goes off in the morning. And the mechanisms behind this have been much discussed. If we jump from our species for a moment and talk about honeybees, honeybees will use their body clock almost like a daily events calendar. They will consult this internal clock to determine when they will visit specific types of flower at different times of the day. So, for example, they'll visit one species at, let's say, 12 noon, and then another species 2 hours later. And so they're using their body clock to time specific daily events. And it's thought that we may be able to do the same. It's not absolutely clear, and there may be other mechanisms, but the evidence is pretty good that we're using... We can act a little bit like bees.
Well, we've been talking about time. Unfortunately, we've sort of run out of it a little bit for now, Russell. That's Professor Russell Foster from Oxford University. He goes by the name The Clock Doc, for obvious reasons. If you'd like to ask him any questions, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.
This is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. Coming up, we'll be finding out why we can't remember most of our dreams. Diana O'Carroll is with us to solve this week's question of the week.